Morning, everybody. I'm Shabazz Singh. I'm the principal scientist at Apio. Apio is North America's largest fresh-cut vegetable processor. You would have seen some of our products in supermarkets here under the name of Eat Smart brand. We do a lot of party trays, bags, salads, cut core vegetables. This project was done with a collaboration with Cal Poly up in San Luis Obispo with Dr. Mehmet Sekinadeh. He is a visiting scholar from University of Çanakkale in Turkey. So this is his work. I'm going to try to make sure that I finish in 15 minutes so you don't have any questions to ask me. But I'll try my best if you have any questions. So this project is basically, we just wanted to understand the distribution damages caused during transportation of strawberries. And we used a food coating chitosan just to see the effect of damage when you look at the location of those cases on a pallet. Now, what happens during the transportation is you've got a lot of compression, you've got a lot of vibration and impact forces that result in mechanical damage of produce. And what we have seen is berries like blueberries, raspberries, and strawberries are very, very sensitive to these mechanical vibrations. So, you know, you can have a great looking a product. And this is what we were noticing when we were shipping a product which we thought we had packed really well, but when it would reach the retailers and they will reject that product and send them back to us because we saw a lot of degeneration and cell wall breakdown, the product didn't look so good. So we wanted to study what was the effect of these vibrations, and we just wanted to stimulate the ISTA, the International Safe Transit Authority's recommendation and take their expertise and models to figure out where in the pallet these mechanical damages are occurring. This is just a recommendation as far as ISTA is concerned on an air ride system. If you're not familiar with the suspension systems of a 40-foot of a trailer tractor, which is like a big truck, we have the spring coil suspension systems and an air ride suspension system. Air ride suspension system are now being extensively used in the fresh produce industry just because the vibration are less than a spring coil system. And since we ship everything in an air ride suspension system, we use the air ride vibration protocol from ISTA. So usually when you look at look to prevent the distribution losses, you look at proper packaging materials, and nowadays it's very common to use some edible coatings. Although edible coatings are not majoritily used in strawberries, California just relies on methyl bromide now, but I think that is not going to be in the case so far in the future. We used corrugated containers as our secondary packaging. So these strawberries were basically packed in a clamshell, which is made of PET. And then those clamshells will go into a corrugated container. A lot of industry-wide, people are using RPCs or the plastic containers. But there are pros and cons between a corrugated container and RPCs. Our retailers, some of them want us to ship in corrugated containers because they are display ready, so they don't have to recycle RPCs or take your clamshells out of those RPCs and then do the display. The industry wants, you know, corrugated containers, you pack them and they're ready to be displayed, and that's why we chose corrugated containers, and they are much lighter than plastic anyways. Chitosan, we use that as an edible coating. Now, this research is part of a series of research that we, as a company, is conducting with folks at Cal Poly just to understand what coating we need to use to increase the shelf life of strawberries. And this is just one part of research where we ended up using chitosan. And we did find that chitosan had amazing firmness properties that kept the fruit firm and increased the shelf life. And I have another talk tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock that I'll be talking about how chitosan extended our shelf life. Now, location also plays an important role, which we found out in this study. bless you. And it, you know, it also affects the ambient conditions of unitized load. We use the Monterey cultivar, very commonly used in California. I think the most commonly used varieties in California is between the Salinas Valley and the Santa Maria Valley, where we are from. There are two major varieties that are used there commercially, Monterey and San Andreas. They were selected free from visual defects or damages, and you know, they were selected for uniform size and color. They were divided in four groups, where we used three different concentration of chitosan, 1%, 2%, and 3%. And they were dipped in chitosan solution for 1 minute and then taken out, and they were dried before we could even start the experiment. So by the end of this presentation, you would see that our shelf life was anywhere between 10 to 12 days, and that is not a true replication or replication of what usually happens. We are able to get about 14 days of shelf life at cooler temperatures, of course, but this whole process took so much time, and the strawberries were kept exposed to a fan, which probably did dry them out. But this is just a lab process. We don't intend to use the same process when we take it commercial. We might have spray coaters and so on and so forth on a line. So these were the strawberries that are just being coated, and they were kept in open, but at 36 degrees Fahrenheit or 2 degrees Celsius, under a rotating fan, just to make sure that they dried out after the chitosan treatment was conducted. The four treatment groups, chitosan 1%, 2%, 3%, and then we used the uncoated strawberries as a control. So this is how they were packed. These are packed in an 8-ounce clamshell, and then 8 of those clamshells go on a corrugated container. Now this is where the vibration testing was done. This is a part of the vibration testing lab at University of Cal Poly State University in San Luis Obispo. And if you look at this mimics a pallet. So if you look at this pallet, you've got 21 trays on top of each other, and we did not measure fruit from all those trays. We took the bottom lot, the middle lot, and the top lot. So the bottom was, we used the tray, fruit from the tray at level 1, and then the middle of the pallet was 11, and then the top one was from the 21st tray. We use the method described by ISTA, so we subjected these strawberries on a vibration table for 1 hour. And as I said, the containers were at the first tier, 11th tier, and the 21st tier. Now, the reason why we use it for a 1 hour vibration testing is 1 hour of vibration testing is basically equivalent to about 300 miles of road transportation. I'll rush through these slides. Basically, what we saw was, this is just the firmness, and we were measuring the firmness of the strawberries by using a Wagner FT40 type instrument. We saw that the strawberries that were kept on the top tier of the pallet lost most of their firmness as compared to the strawberries that were kept in the control and in the middle and the bottom part of the pallet. Now, this is what happened with 1% chitosan. It's very similar. I'll go back. It's very similar to what we saw here as far as the control and the chitosan treatment go. And I'll combine this all in a graph later on, so you could actually have a look if there was any difference between the chitosan coating and the control. Now, this was 2% chitosan, very similar graph, just letting us know that there was more vibrations on the top part of the pallet, and we saw more firmness dropping at the top part of the samples that we were taking as compared to the middle and the bottom part. Same with the 3% chitosan as well. Now this is comparing everything. So if you see the lowest line, that's the control. The difference between control and chitosan was very significant, and this was a 3-replicate trial that we did. And this is the middle location, and you can still see, you know, control lost more firmness as compared to the chitosan coating, which is suggesting us that if we have any food grade coating on strawberries, for example chitosan, it is going to prevent that firmness or loss of firmness in the strawberries depending upon where you put them in a pallet. That's the bottom location. Again, our control with no coating lost more firmness. We actually did two things. We measured firmness, and we also did a weight loss. And what we found was exactly similar to what we have seen in respect to the firmness. The control lost more weight as compared to the chitosan coating. And this is evident. These strawberries were not kept under any modified atmosphere bag or anything else. They were out in the open. So, you know, we were expecting some weight loss. And the strawberries that were not coated with any chitosan lost more weight. But at the same time, we did see there was more strawberries, more weight loss at the top tier of the pallet as compared to the middle and the bottom layer. And this is the top layer. You can see the percentage weight loss. It's almost 10% weight loss as compared to almost, you know, about 8% with the strawberries that were coated with chitosan. This is at the middle, and this is at the bottom part. This was interesting. Look at these pictures. This is day 10, and that's when I said in the beginning, you know, we saw a shelf life for up to 10 to 12 days. This is what was happening on day 10. So on the left-hand side, you see the control strawberries. On the right-hand side, you see the strawberries that were dipped in chitosan. We saw mold growth on our strawberries that were subjected to more vibration damage and were not coated with chitosan. This is again with 3% and 3% in the middle and 3% in the bottom. Overall, we saw the best results with 3% chitosan, which I'll talk about in my other talk tomorrow. So not only were we able to figure out that the top tier of your pallet is subjected to more vibration, and using any sort of food coating is going to help reduce that damage that is caused due to these vibrations and cell wall breakdown. That's Dr. Aday hanging out with his friends in Santa Barbara Zoo, and he says hi. He could not make it to this conference. I think I have one minute.
A minute for questions.
Yes. Sure. Yes, please. Okay.
My first idea was that every fruit was merged in a solution, but...
Well, so I'm just going to repeat your question. She wants to know how was the chitosan applied to the strawberries.
Yeah.
You are right, chitosan was applied. Each fruit was dipped in a solution of chitosan. It's not the way we would like to do it commercially, but that's how Dr. Aday was actually doing it in his lab. So he was spending long nights just dipping each strawberries in a solution, and then he would put them back in the corrugated containers in a small room, and then he would switch on a fan and let it dry for at least an hour or so, and then they would go into those clamshells. So to answer your question, yes, each strawberry was hand dipped for a minute.
Okay.